100.9 on your FM dial. LP stands for low power. We are the high cotton of low power, y'all.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions High School Sports Show. Here's your host, Coach Brian Goff.
The head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Brian Goff. Also running the JV team this year for Coach Marty. Having a blast doing so. We're going to have a separate show on JV basketball coming up with Coach Mike Savage. We're going to talk about the girls. We're going to talk about the guys. Tonight's all about the varsity. I thought it would be appropriate to bring Coach back on. He's with us the first half hour. Coach JoJo Oliphant, the head basketball coach for the Lady Lions, will join us the second half hour. And with the first quarter of the season in the books and no game scheduled this week, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring Coach back on, talk about the first quarter of the season, talk about the current two-game win streak that we successfully undertook. And welcome back to the show, Coach Marty Messer. Coach, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
No doubt. Long time no see, Coach. I saw you, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours ago on the hardwood?
I can never get enough of you.
Absolutely, Coach. Let's get right to it. I got a number of questions I want to touch upon. First, just your general overall thoughts on the first quarter of the season. We've got four games in the books. Started 0-2 with two tough losses to two quality teams in the Oceanside Mariners, as well as a very good Class A Madomic team. Since then, we've won in dominating fashion against Searsport at home, and they had a big win by over 20 points at Bucksport on Saturday afternoon. Just your overall thoughts on the first four games of the season, Coach?
Well, like we've talked before, it's a very odd season. It's just, this is what we're handed with the pandemic and the limitations for practicing, for viewing the games, for the amount of practices before you can play a game, and then a lot of things in between. I could go on with all the, how different this season is. But the boys are adapting well. I think the biggest one is wearing a mask while you play. I can't understand how that would be. I walk down the hall and I get winded wearing that thing at school. So I really feel for them. And, you know, the first few days they complained a little. And, you know, we have to say, put your mask on. They're trying to take a deep breath. But I haven't heard much of it lately. Like, I know it is hard, but they haven't really voiced a concern. I think they're getting used to it. So we moved right in that first game to Oceanside and didn't go exactly how we wanted. I got to tell you, that was one of the most frustrating experiences of my coaching career. You know, we have a lead. We make some mistakes. Like, that's one game where I really felt that Oceanside didn't beat us, that we just played poorly. For a number of reasons, and a whole different turnovers, missed shots, impatience, you know, communication on the court, a lot of different things like that. But we were all disappointed in that one. We moved on. We knew our second game was going to be Mount View and hopefully come back and redeem ourselves and play like we know we can, and that game got postponed. So that was a letdown. Again, we have to be flexible. And then we're on to Madomic. And again, they're probably the best team that we're going to see all year. Very athletic, very good. And the boys were ready for that one. It was sad that we came out with a loss, but I felt a lot better losing to that team because of how we played. We were intense, very aggressive. Offense looked a lot better. Defense looked a lot better. And those guys really came out and looked like they wanted to win a game. And it sounds like a cliche, but as a coach, you know, you get that feeling in the locker room or before the game or how they look in a timeout, you know, using those things that they've prepared, you know, to win that game. And that game was only 10 points. And I looked at it again the other day, and that was really close. A couple of plays here and there towards the end, and that's a whole different game, and we have an upset. So we're looking forward to playing Oceanside again. We're looking forward to going down to Madomic and giving them another good run. Searsport, you know, they're on a down year, a lot of great kids in that program, and we have to adjust. You know, I thought it'd be a good chance to get a lot of players in. You ask these players to come and work hard every practice. You want to get them in a game so they're getting that reward and having fun. And on the other hand, you want to keep some starters and those players in shape and feeling like they're you know, still contributing to a win and all. So I got to find that balance. And then Bucksport was a pretty good team too. And we were only up there 12 points at halftime. A lot of people thought we could blow them away, but you know, I talked to some people who already played them and watched them on film, and they weren't bad. They weren't very tall, but they had three or four guys that went right at us and a couple of good shooters and hung right in there until the very end. But that was another good quality win. With that one, I really saw our offense start to turn around. We executed very well. And when you're running plays, design these plays for players to get some good shots, and they run it, like even they were amazed how wide open they were getting sometimes because the screens were crisp. The passes were good. The timing was great. And we got a lot of great shots off of our offenses, different sets that we have. So that was really good. Plus defense, I was pretty happy with as well.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, my role during the varsity games, as you know, is I'm keeping a shot chart for both teams. The biggest thing that jumped out to me, and it was a point of emphasis from the first couple of games, was the layup type fashion shots were just really not there. I think we were settling for a lot of outside shots. The Bucksport game was the most layups made of any game that we've had all season long. I believe there was actually 8 made in the first half. I think that was more than the entire game when we first started off at Oceanside. So the guys are taken to the coaching points. We've been stressing sharing the ball, passing the ball. When you do that, here come those easy shots. And I think Drew Avalon was a perfect example of that. I don't think he scored a point against Bucksport, and I don't have the stat sheet in front of me, but he had to have had 8, 9, 10 assists in that game, huh, Coach?
Yeah, the whole team as well. Drew did a great job. Like right now, I know he can score, but he's doing a lot of those good things, you know, defending well and passing the ball. Sometimes it's not always that assist, that pass from one player to another player who gets a good shot. It's the pass before that. And I see Drew doing that, pushing it up the sideline, making that pass to somebody so somebody else can score. And that's almost more important than the assist. Starting the break and pushing it up is what I want. But it is good to see us, you know, have the most assists for the team in that Bucksport game, passing it around. It really is hard to defend. We were all clicking right there. You know, somebody had a better shot, so they would pass it. And that was the general sense of that game, which was great.
What was also rewarding for me as well, Coach, is you literally emptied the bench. Every player got quality minutes. Every player seemingly had a positive contribution in the win. And you could see those smiling faces after the game and even the next day at practice coming off those two wins against Searsport and Bucksport.
Right, regardless of the score, if a player isn't playing a lot or not getting to a game, those games are great. They can still in and play some quality basketball. And you and I as coaches are watching them. I don't care what the score is. If they're in the game, they better be doing the things right and working hard. And that's how you get a sense of we're playing, you know, Mount View next. And I'm going to look back at that fourth quarter and say, what happened here? What happened there? Because I always look at it. Every practice, it's a new ball game. Who's going to rise up? Who's going to be the consistent hustler? Who can get in for 2 or 3 minutes or increase their playing time? That's already happening. You know me, I'm not stuck with my starting 5 or my top 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. I'm always looking to see who's listening, who's contributing in practice, who's listening to both of us and following what we're emphasizing. So tryouts last all year long. You've heard me say that before. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at Mount View. We're going to go out and play hard. I think I know who my starting 5 is right now, but who knows after that? And we'll see what happens in practice and game.
Absolutely. And I think the guys are really starting to take to the concept of minutes will be earned. Yes, you have a senior-laden starting lineup that's been with you for a number of years. You know, starting right at the top with, you know, Chris Kelly and Jason Bartlett, your other captain. Those two are captains. Your third captain is number 3, Mr. Reliable, Tanner Vahew, who has improved drastically in my eyes. You can see the confidence level is much higher this year. He's looking for his shot. You would know probably off the top of your head, but he was very efficient against Searsport, scored a number of points on not a lot of shots taken, so he was making what was put up. But the bottom half of that roster, it's a little bit of a new look team this year. There's some guys on varsity last year that we expected to be here this year. They're not, for whatever reasons. That's opened the door for other guys. And like you said, Coach, these guys are out there starting to grasp that they're going to, that minutes are out there to be earned. And I'll point to today's practice. I heard you at the end of practice say Chase Sanders had his best practice of the year. Your thoughts on Chase's development, Coach?
Well, I've always wanted him to play. I know he's a good kid. And he did come out really well today. And a lot of players are like that. And I think when the practice started to get very intense and a lot of competition there, you were there today, saw three or four guys just rise to above. And it wasn't cheap, dirty stuff. It was physical stuff. It was diving for the ball. It was hustling that extra 2 feet so you could box out. You know, if you miss a layup, you're right back up there getting it. And I saw that from a lot of players, but Chase did do a nice job today. Ended up a little bloody at the end of practice, but there was no problem there. But I told the guys, you heard him, we keep having practices like that, then the sky's the limit. And, you know, as a coach, I'm always evaluating. I'm always trying to get that talking in practice, that intense defense. And that has been a struggle off and on, that consistency to stay intense, aggressive, you know, focused in practice. We always continue to increase and progress with that throughout the year. And it's really starting to click right now, which is good timing, because I don't like being a coach that has to be a threatener or, you know, constantly motivating them. I think that has to come with inside and say, this is our season. We're going to make the most of it and really go at each other in practice.
No doubt, Coach. Standout so far for the first four games of the season. Obviously, you got to look right at the top at Jason Bartlett, Chris Kelly, and Tanner Vayhew. They've been with you for four straight years, getting quality minutes. Talk about the growth from when you first laid eyes as on these three as freshmen and what they look like as basketball players today, Coach.
Part of it's physically. You can tell they're bigger and stronger. You know that happens naturally, but I know these guys worked a lot and to make themselves quicker and stronger. Mentally, you know, they were jumping right in playing as freshmen, especially Chris and Jason, you know, played a lot of minutes their freshman year. Then we lost several seniors, and they had to really take over the ship and lead us as a sophomore, as juniors, and not just like leadership stuff, but on the court. We knew Jason and Chris were going to be leading us in offensively. We're another one. The other ones, the coaches, are all saying, we got to stop Bartlett. We got to stop Kelly. This is how we're going to do it. And now you see Tanner stepping up and looking for a shot more, like you were saying, and a couple other people. And you need that. You can't just be a predictable team that just has two guys are going to shoot. And I see those two, you know, giving up the ball for some better shots now. Like I said, the offense is starting to flow a little more now. And there are other people starting to step up too, to shoot too, which is good. Or I just don't want to, I told the guys a couple games ago that we want Chris and Jason shooting the most. And if they aren't, then it's my fault. It's the rest of the team's fault. We have to make that happen through plays. But I think that one backfired us, especially in the last quarter of Oceanside, when I think Oceanside knew that those guys were going to be shooting. And I saw some guys tentative and not shooting because of that. So we've talked it out. We've, you know, looked at film and everything and really come into a comfortable place where we know there are good players that are going to shoot, but we also have other people who are going to be threats as well.
Absolutely. And you could hear, you know, without any fans inside these games, you know, you can hear almost everything out there. You can hear what the coaches are saying on their side. They can hear what we're saying on our side. And like you said, in that first game against Oceanside, I'm as clear as day hearing the Oceanside coach hollering out at his players to double team Bartlett and double team Kelly. Well, if they got two guys, simple math, you got five players out there. If two guys are on each one of those two players I just mentioned, someone's got to be wide open. Isn't that right, Coach?
Oh, yes. And I think we have several players now with the confidence to hit an open shot now.
Fairly consistently, you're to round out the starting five, of the on top of the three guys I just mentioned is Derek Roberts and Drew Avalon. Drew, I mentioned, has been excellent at passing the basketball. His lateral quickness and explosion is off the charts. Nice to know we've got another year with young Drew. The fifth starter is Derek Roberts. And quite frankly, Coach, I come to practice every day with some curiosity about Derek because I really feel like he's on the brink of blowing up himself. talk about Derek Roberts and his potential to become that fifth star, if you will, on the basketball team.
So I've seen Derek do it. He's taken over practices and games on the rebounds. I think a very intense player. You love those players on the team, the dirty work players that, you know, he's around the basket a lot. Great example is our last game against Bucksport, where he had just several times where he'd grab a rebound, maybe got kicked out of his hands. He grabs the ball again, shoots. You know, they might get a piece of it. He's right up there grabbing the rebound again. I can't tell you how much, you know, how hard he works in practice. If we have a sprint, he's going to sprint and beat everybody. And like I said, plays with a lot of motion and a lot of time. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I was like that as well. You know, he can get angry. He can get disappointed. But as long as he's using that to his advantage and motivating himself, then the sky's the limit. But we definitely need him. He's also improved a lot on defense. You see him contesting shots. There were so many times in the Madama game where they had a shot from 5 to 12 feet, you know, a good shooter, and there's Derek's hand all stretched right out contesting the shot. And if you know me, I'm not a fan of block shots. I'm not a fan of steals. I don't want fouls. For me, good defense is using your feet and then contesting the shot, and then let's go get the rebound. And he's a great example of that. But we love having him on the team, his big smile. Wish we could see it more, but we have masks to wear. But I know he's going to get fired up for this Mount View game as well and do a great job rest of the season.
No doubt, Coach. So that's a very quality start in five. You're only as good as the people around you. You know a strong bench can take you far places. There's a number of guys that are stepping up in practice, starting to get into game and give you quality minutes. First one that jumps out at me is Ethan Hall. He's doing a lot of the dirty work. He's boxing dudes out. He's getting boards. He's playing good defense. He's scrappy. Talk a little bit about Ethan Hall's development, Coach.
You're right. He's just one of those guys. He'll do what the coach says. And that sounds, again, like a cliche, but it's not easy to find those kids. And I've been coaching for a long time that you can go out and say, I want this done. And, you know, he's thinking about it. And an example is rebounding and boxing out. Another great practice today. We know we have to box out against Mount View. And every time I looked up, he was moving his head while the shot's up and laying his body on somebody and boxing out every time. And that's the kind of stuff, even if he doesn't get the rebound, he kept one of their rebounders, you know, from getting the rebound. So coaches notice that kind of stuff. He doesn't turn the ball over. It's great. He'll catch it, look for somebody. He knows his role, go down, set good screens, he'll run the plays. Yeah, but that's one thing I've always noticed about him is he's not very sloppy with the ball. He'll pass it hard. He'll come to the ball, two hands on it all the time, great with the fundamentals. And I think he's okay not scoring. He'll get a basket here and there. He started against Madomic, started off the game very well, went back in. But he's another one I'll be looking toward great off the bench, you know, from what he's doing in practice, you know, when we play our next game against Mount View.
Absolutely. Another player that's jumped out at me as of late, he's earned minutes. We've been talking about him pretty much since day one. He kept jumping out at us at practice. Earned some minutes against Searsport, earned some minutes against Bucksport, and the minutes that he did earn, he was productive when he was out there, and I'm talking about Matt LeBlanc. Your thoughts on Matt LeBlanc, Coach?
Matt, again, like coaches go into a season, and they kind of have an idea of who'll be the shooters, who'll be the starters, who's going to be this, who's going to be that, but it always changes, and I've always tried to preach that myself and my assistants is be open-minded. You never know. He's a great example. I didn't know where he was going to fit on varsity or if he was going to make varsity. And all of a sudden, you're seeing him in tryouts, just running and rebounding. And, you know, he's that guy we talked about. We have to give him some more chances in games. And he got in there against Bucksport, like you said, made the most of it, had some good rebounds. He's very steady, you know, very composed. You never see him angry. You never see him sad. You never see him disappointed in a ref call. But I think you're going to see as the season goes along where he gets a little more comfortable and understanding the plays and things like that, you're going to see some good spot minutes for him and some quality varsity times. But, yeah, great coachable kid.
Cole Martin's turning into a defensive wizard. His jumping ability, lateral quickness, these are things he learned on the football field. I keep telling all the guys that the skills they learn on the football field are very transferable to the basketball court. Seems like every game Cole gets out there, he's getting a big steal against Searsport, or maybe even going back to Medomic, he had a couple of steals and didn't finish. Against Bucksport, he did have the steals and finished. He's coming along quite nicely, Coach. Your thoughts on Cole?
And he's very proud about the left-handed layups, too. But you're right. You nailed it on the head. He's a great athlete. And, you know, in high school basketball in Eastern Maine, boys, he's effective. Like, he's that good. He still has some little rough ends with ball handling or when to pass. But that stuff is getting better every day. And I've been telling him to be patient with himself. And he's another one whose playing time is just going to keep increasing because of the intensity on defense and making good decisions, shooting when he should, passing when he should. And again, I can't wait to see him towards the end of the season with several more practices and games under his belt, because he just keeps improving every day.
Nice to see Eamon Gasinski get out there. He too is worked hard. He's kept his mouth shut, hasn't complained about anything, just showed up every day and worked. You put him in the Searsport game, his first shot he ever fires up as a varsity player is about a 24-foot three-pointer. As our good friend Dick Vitale would say, it was NBN, nothing but nylon. Your thoughts of Eamon Gasinski, Coach?
So he's one of those guys, I didn't really know him at all before the season, heard some nice things about him. But he's contributed. He's had a great attitude. He's that perfect person that you want who knows he may not be playing a lot in a tight game against a really good opponent. But he's a team player. He wants the team to win. He works hard in practice. And I'm glad that he's made the most of those times, too, like you said, you know, making that three and then hustling right till the end of the game. I love that big steal and a layup towards the end of the game of Bucksport just because he loves it. And the kids like playing with him. But he's doing a great job. I'm glad he's joined us this year.
Absolutely. Coming up on half past the hour, Coach JoJo is going to join us for the second half hour. Last two for me, Coach. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the award that our starting point guard, Jason Bartlett, won this week. He was named Male Athlete of the Week by Eastern Maine Sports. Looks like he averaged 29 points a game in two big wins against Searsport and Bucksport. What I like about the 29 points is the shots didn't seem forced. They were efficient. I believe one game he might have been 13 to 16, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. Talk about Jason and his play over these last couple of games, Coach.
Well, he's developed over the years of, you know, not being not just a shooter. He's always been a great shooter. And now it's just coming to him because now he's penetrating a little more. You know, he can pass. So he gets a lot of respect from coaches, from opponent coaches and the defense. They're always looking for him. But when he's open, he's going to shoot and he's going to make it. It's a great luxury to have as a coach that you have just an automatic shooter like that. Chris is a lot like that as well. But Jason's made the most out of the last two games, too. And like I said, it's hard to find those high percentage shooters that don't miss a lot throughout the course of a game or two. And he's nailed it and did a great job getting that award.
No doubt. Talk about the plan for the week with no games. Next game is at Mount View, which would be next Tuesday, I believe. It's the Battle of Waldo County. This is a long-running rivalry with Belfast Area High School. It goes back way beyond when I was a student at Belfast Area High School, and that was 30 years ago. I think the guys are going to be fired up for Mount View. Talk about the big rivalry and the big game coming up against Mount View.
Well, again, you said it. These guys know Mount View. They know their players. It is a rivalry. I get to spend less time, you know, before the game trying to get them motivated and work on more what we have to do, because they're going to come out fired up anyway. We have to be concerned with having six or seven practices before then and making sure that intensity, that game intensity stays there like we did have in practice today. So that was goal number one was achieved today. Now we have tomorrow. Can we get the same, that game intensity ready for Mount View? Right now, Mount View is thinking about Camden. We're going to be able to watch them and get some more games filmed when they play Camden on Friday. And we'll be ready for them. I know we will, and it'll be a great game.
I'm looking forward to it. Coach, I appreciate you coming on the show. We're coming up on half past the hour. great insight as always. Great work with you so far. I'm really enjoying the season. I enjoy the practices very much so, and seeing the guys getting better. And I'm looking forward to a great week of practice and going to get a win at Mount View next Tuesday night. Does that sound good, Coach?
Oh, yes. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This is WBFY 100.9 Local FM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And coming off the break, we've got the head basketball coach for the Lady Lions, Coach JoJo Oliphant. We'll be right back.
Once again, you're listening to WBFY, 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine.
Belfast Community Radio would like to thank Searsport Veterinary Hospital for their support of the station. Located at 322 West Main Street in Searsport, they offer pet exams, vaccinations, radiography, surgery, dental cleaning, and pharmacy. They can be reached at their website, searsportvet.com, or 548-2924.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Dutch Chevrolet Buick, a family-owned business in Maine since 1926, located at 6 Belmont Avenue, Belfast, and online at dutchchevy.com.
To help slow the spread of COVID-19, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings, especially when other physical distancing measures are difficult to maintain.
Physical distance means 6 feet apart, about two arm lengths from other people who are not from your household. You are required to wear face mask coverings in public places where physical distance is difficult to maintain, as recommended by CDC.
The current state guidelines in place are designed to keep you and our frontline employees safe and us in business. Please be kind as we do our best to adapt and serve you.
Together with your help, we can keep Belfast a safe location to visit, shop, eat, and spend time with your family.
You just heard.
All right, welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Just wrap things up with the head basketball coach for the boys team, Coach Marty Messer. Now joining the show, we have the head basketball coach for the Lady Lions and Coach JoJo Oliphant. Coach JoJo, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great. Good to see you, and thanks for having me on again.
No doubt, Coach. I'm going to go right to the top of my burning thought and question. How does it feel to say the Lady Lions are on a two-game win streak?
I mean, it's fabulous. It's like to be in this spot when nobody expected you to win any games. I mean, it's phenomenal. The girls are working hard. Attention to detail is there every single day. And it's just, it's an excellent feeling.
No doubt, Coach. You know, it's if anybody that's been around Belfast for a while now, wins have been far and in between. I've been back in town for 3 years now, full time. Last year, the Lady Lions, I believe, won one basketball game all year. The year before, I believe they were winless. So the fact that we're four games into this young season, this 12-game season, and then four games, you've doubled the win total in the last 2 years. I'd have to say that's some big-time growth in a short period of time. And I just want to say congratulations. The hard work is definitely paying off, and kudos to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, and the hard work is paying off each and every day. And, obviously four games into the season, we still have a long way to go. And, we're excited. We take a game week by week, game by game. You know, we're not looking ahead to playing anybody. We just play who's on our schedule and give it our best.
Absolutely, Coach. Let's talk about these four games a little bit in detail. First game was a loss at Oceanside. First game as head coach. You're getting to know the girls. They're getting to know you. This is the first environment where you've actually played a real-life basketball game. Everything that I've read and was told in my research says that outside of the second quarter, which was pretty lopsided with Oceanside doing very well against the Lions that day. But if you look at the other three quarters, it was essentially a tie basketball game. Was that a point of emphasis to the ladies and kind of a coaching point for something to build on?
Absolutely. You know, before the game, we set our goals to what we want to hold. You know, each week we set our goals of what we want to hold the team to per quarter. And we focus on that. And, you know, honestly, outside of the one quarter, the second quarter there, we didn't fall too far off of our goal list there. You know, it was 1 and 2 points in three of the quarters. And then in the third quarter, we actually outscored a very good Oceanside team, 17-12. So, I think if we would have had more scrimmaging or even a scrimmage with another team before that game, I think that would have been a lot closer game than what people think.
Absolutely. So, you learned some things there. Now you got Madomic. If Madomic is anything like the boys team, that's a Class A outfit that you played there, Coach. And seems like the defense was there again. The offense not quite there yet. Talk a little bit about your game and experience and the things you took from the Madomic game.
Yeah, the effort was there. It was just we were a little off. And even, you can ask our star, Lily, there. She was having an off game. She wasn't feeling right before the game. And when she said something to me, I thought she was just joking around, but she wasn't feeling good. And, you know, our offense struggled a little bit because we didn't run our sets and we didn't get into what we were supposed to get into. And, you know, it was more standing around watching. And then, you know, as they get up by 3, 4, 5, it's sometimes a little tough.
No doubt. Learning experience for sure. Moving on to game 3, you know, back when I was at Belfast High School, we played Searsport on a yearly basis, you know, just from the close proximity. They were a big rival. Not sure if they were on your regular season schedule or not. COVID has us playing a more schedule. The less travel, the better. Searsport's only about, as you know, a 10-minute drive northbound on Route 1. You go up to Searsport, you get the big win. Yes, it was only a 10-minute bus ride home, but that must have been a fun 10 minutes, huh, Coach?
It sure was. It was, I still laugh about it because we tried something different on the bus going over there. And I think it seemed to get the girls focused. And, you know, they came out and they were pretty focused almost the entire game. It was, hey, listen, we're trying to learn how to win. We're trying a different offense, defense, obviously different coaching staff. So, hey, well, it doesn't matter. A win is a win. And, we could build on that and look for the future.
And you did just that. That game was on Tuesday. You get three practices. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Here comes Bucksport to Belfast Area High School. The positive momentum was carried over from Tuesday into Saturday. And here you are on a two-game win streak by beating the Lady Golden Bucks 35-26. Again, I'm sure the offense isn't quite where you want it to be, but you got to be happy with the defensive effort and the rebounding and things of that nature. Talk about this consistency with the defense so far, Coach.
Yeah, it's, we focus on it every day at practice. And the more we focus on it, the more the girls are seeing what we're trying to do. And they're actually getting the job done. The first two games, we got out rebound, but we worked on a lot of reboundings, drills and different things and showing different techniques. And obviously you see the Searsport game. We got all types of rebounds. And then, you know, playing Bucksport, they were, you know, they want to play in the paint and they were stuck in that 2-3 zone. And we did a nice job rebounding there. I know Lily controls the game for us a lot, but you know, four games into the season, I think Madison Ferris is like our lug nuts, you know, like lug nuts on a car. I mean, she's out there getting rebounds, getting blocks, boxing people out. You know, I'm very happy that she decided to come out for her senior year, because I know with the way the program's been going, some of the seniors didn't want to come out, and I'm fortunate to have her. But so far, she's definitely has the Lugnut Award for any awards that we're giving out, you know?
No doubt. It sounds like my type of player. It kind of led into my next question. I was just going to ask you, in terms of your first four games of the season here, who are some of your standouts and who are some of your surprise players so far?
You know, honestly, it's a team effort. Like, the girls are learning to become a team. Like, you know, we teach, and I put an emphasis on, like, counting on each other. So, obviously, like, through four games, we've had, like, three or four different lineups. So, it's always changing because, you know, I'm getting to know the girls. And, you know, everybody's putting in the work, but we're still trying to figure out who's going to be where. And, you know, it's tough because each week somebody else steps up and does something different. So, I would say, you know, like our main leader, she's vocal. She controls the offense, and a lot of times she controls the defense. She sets the tone for us, and that's Lily Mitchell. Linda Loft is tough in the paint. She's playing some pretty awesome defense. Ferris, obviously, I give her the Lugnut Award thus far in the season. And, you know, we have, you know, Adria Barrows and Emma. I mean, they do a nice job playing defense, rebounding, hustling. And then also, you know, I can name every single one of the girls on the team that has done something different. And, you know, they're focused on changing this program, and their commitment to change is by putting in the work. And it's not just convenience. It's they're making a commitment to changing this program.
Absolutely, Coach. In terms of your bench, I was talking to Coach Marty a little bit about his depth. He's carrying 12 full-time varsity players, swinging two JV guys. You know, he's still, like you, kind of figuring out the roster. Guys are in playing time 1 week. You know, 1 week it might be a little bit less. How deep are you going into your bench? And has that kind of settled itself in terms of how many girls you're using on a nightly basis?
Honestly, everybody's getting playing time. Just because, you know, with the mask, I think it's a little different. But, you know, I'd like to play a little bit more up-tempo. So basically what we've been doing is, you know, subbing the girls at 3 minutes. So you figure in an eight-minute quarter, you sub them at 3 minutes. Lily stays in there a little bit longer sometimes. So everybody gets a fair amount of playing time. The fourth quarter, you know, the fourth quarter is a little different. If we're in a close game, you know, make no mistake about it, we're trying to win these games. And, you know, I'm going to keep the best young ladies out there. So.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Next question for me, Coach, is, you know, obviously we're still living in the world of COVID. All of our players are in masks. Protocols are in place. It's not your typical normal season by any stretch of the imagination. How would you say you and the team has responded to all these protocols? And, you know, how has it been in terms of was it what you expected? Is it not a big deal as you thought it would be? Is it less? You know, kind of where are you at with all this COVID stuff? And are you guys making the proper adjustments?
You know, it's just the new norm. It's, you know, they say it's 2020, but it's still here in 2021. So we just, you know, the girls don't make any excuses about it. They wear their mask. You know, we want a high five and stuff like that, but, you know, make no mistake about it. It's, you know, it's an inconvenience, but it's the world that we live in today. And, you know, as they say, it is what it is. And like I said, the girls, they don't make any excuses. They just keep working hard and battling through it.
No doubt. Now, would you say you're rotating a little bit quicker than you normally might have because of these masks on the girls, or?
Absolutely. Yeah, because we, like the first two games, we tried to keep the starters out there a little bit longer, and you could see they were gassed. They were gassed, and, you know, it was tough to get their win back. So, sorry, that was my dog playing with a toy there.
No problem, Coach. It is all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of the same with the guys. You know, we had the Mount View game postponed early on because something flared up in their community. But other than that, I don't really see a lot of complaining. I think the guys and girls alike are just happy to be out there playing competitive sports. I'm having a blast watching. I've seen a little bit of your stuff on tape. I'm quite busy with school and the men's teams right now, but I was told we got a triple header coming up here soon where it's going to be the varsity girls and the JV and varsity boys all playing on the same day. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you with my own two eyes. Leading into my next question, Coach, talk about your coaching staff. How much of an impact are these men making, and how do you divvy up the practice time and responsibilities and things of that nature?
Right now, it's just myself and Mike Savage, so it's a little tough. We need a few more assistants because at practice, it's just me. I'm the only one there with the girls, so it's tough to break down into different groups and do different things. To like work on the guards and then work with the bigs. You know, like the post players and stuff like that. So there are challenges there, but, you know, I think next year with a proper off season, we could find some assistant coaches and stuff like that, get some more volunteers, and, you know, we could attack this thing like we should, you know?
Absolutely, Coach. It'd be my pleasure to, you know, give you a helping hand here and there. If you need a guy to come in and help you work a practice, I'd be more than happy to do so. You just reach out.
Okay.
You got my number, you know how to get in touch with me.
And, absolutely.
You know, we'll certainly, you know, give you a helping hand, no doubt.
Okay.
So here we are. We're in a week. We're with no games. Like the men, you're going to be playing Mount View early next week. What's your plan this week, Coach, without any games? I saw that you gave the girls today off. I think you deemed it as Victory Monday, a job well done by the girls to receive that Monday off. What's the practice schedule looking like the rest of the week, and what's the plan moving forward?
We gave them today off, and we're going to go for the rest of the week. We'll have a light day. I'm not sure if it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we need to work on still. I mean, obviously we're only four games into this thing, and trying to change the culture and the program around is not an easy task. So, and then just working on getting the girls to focus on the game at hand and not looking forward to anything. Because like they say it, any given day, any given Sunday, anybody can win. So it's the same with high school sports, any sports. We'll stay focused on what we do each and every week and just build from there.
How many girls are on your roster, Coach?
11. So 11. We have 10 varsity, and then we have one swing player. So
okay. So you got 11. How much time are you spending during your practices doing all-out scrimmages and things of that nature?
I try and get the 40 minutes towards the end of practice. But what I like to do is I like to get a lot of fundamental stuff for the first 45 minutes or so. You know, it's tough just having an hour of practice, because, you know, you figure you're spending 10 to 15 minutes stretching and just you know, getting ready to go. You know,
absolutely. And, you know, we all share the gym there. We all get an hour and a half practice during the week. During a Saturday practice, it's a little bit longer. You get rolling into your practice, you turn around, it's you know, quarter of or five of, and an hour and a half has gone by awfully fast. Do you feel that's ample amount of practice time? If you had more gym time, would you do it? Would you be concerned with, you know, burnout? Is an hour and a half just right? What are your thoughts on the time allotment that you're given on a weekly basis?
I think a two-hour practice would be plenty. I think that would be fine, because then you could really focus on doing those dynamic stretching and all of that stuff for the first 15 to 20 minutes. And then you think you have, you know, an hour and a half of real practice, you know, right, as opposed to taking that time, because obviously we don't want to deal with injuries and stuff like that. But, you know, if your stretching goes in 20 minutes, you know, now you're down to an hour and 10 minutes versus, you know. So, I mean, it's, but like everything, if you commit yourself to changing and getting better, you got to put in the work. And I think if we had an extra half an hour, we'd be a little bit further than we are now. But hey, I'm not making any excuses. The girls working extremely hard, and you know, they're putting in the work. So we'll stick with it this year, and next year we'll look at something else.
Absolutely. What would you say with this week of practice with no games? What are some of the biggest areas of improvement that you would like to see take place with your basketball team before the big game against Mount View next Tuesday?
I think it's more of running the offense, because a lot of times we make that first initial pass and then we're just standing around watching what the ball's going to do. But like I tell the girls, it's like, think about when we're on defense and we're running around because teams are running and we're chasing people, you know, make people chase us. Don't stand still and let one person play two of us. You know, so I think just running through the entire offense and sticking with it. It's, you know, we're in the huddle and the girls are saying, hey, just run the offense. When we're running it, it looks good and, you know, it's working, but keep running the offense. You know, it's just, but that's part of changing. Not having the girls run plays, but to be basketball players, you know. Don't focus on a specific play. Just focus on, you know, if somebody goes right, you go left, and moving and reacting. So that's basically what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Like we talked about early on, it seems like the defense has pretty much been there all year. The offense is starting to catch up as of late. Definitely can improve there. It sounds like ball movement, more passing, better screens, and just kind of knowing where, you know, just like you said, the instincts have taken over in basketball. You know, sometimes it feels like there's a real lot to the game of basketball, and there is, but the more time that you put into it and these things start to become second nature, it seems like everything just starts to slow down and you can just go out there and play basketball. I'm sure you were a basketball player when you were coming up. I certainly was through the high school years. And then when I got to college, I had to pick one sport, and that was football. But, you know, I played peewee basketball all the way up to my senior year of high school, and then played competitively in many, you know, men's leagues, probably 5-6 years out of high school. And, you know, it's like with anything, coach, you know, the more time you put in, the more understanding you get, the more hard work, things slow down and things get better. And sounds like you're well on your way with these girls. I mean, quite frankly, a lot of people, you know, you hear the negative attitudes of some around the community. Or, you know, I heard a couple of people say they didn't expect you guys to win another game this year. That's kind of just how it's been. And like I said, you turn around and here the Lady Lions are on a 2-game win streak.
That's right. You know, and it's not, you know, I talk to friends and stuff like that, and, you know, people, and it's for someone to say that the girls would win no games. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, what are we teaching our kids these days? And yeah, everybody wants to win, but winning is a difficult thing. If winning was easy, everybody would be a winner. Everybody would have banners on their walls. But that's not the case. And, hey, it doesn't matter what team we play, you still have to win. And, you know, you look at the history of Belfast, like the last 6 years, they were 6-109.
Wow.
6-109.
And, you know, that's where that attitude comes from a lot of people. It's what they're used to. They don't think winning is possible here. And, you know, kind of just like what you said before, they don't hand wins out. You got to go earn them.
That's right.
And if any group of people, no matter who they are, willing to put that work and make that commitment and believe anything and everything is possible, and that's going out and winning basketball games. When you say
that's right. That's right. I mean, because if you think about it, when you go out to play at the schoolyard, you're playing basketball. You don't just say, oh, we tied, right? Somebody's trying to win. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You're trying to win to show how good you are, show what work you're putting in, and, you know, to change the way you go through life.
Absolutely, Coach. I'm a full-time sub at the high school now. I get some of the girls in my classes throughout the day, and you can tell the vibe is there. It's upbeat. Girls are happy. Girls got a positive energy about them. No one's talking about COVID. They're talking about the two-win win streak, and it's a really cool thing to see.
As small as it may seem to some, you know, you think about the last time that Belfast had a two-game win streak on the ladies' side.
Absolutely, Coach. It's an awesome thing, man.
Yes, it is.
As an outsider looking in, it's fun to watch. And, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans, and I'll be rooting for you every single day. That's for darn sure.
Thank you.
As we said, Tuesday, Mount View comes to town. I'm a graduate of Belfast Area High School 30 years ago. It was a rivalry then. It's a rivalry now. It was a rivalry 30 years before I got there. It'll always be a rivalry. We're dubbing this the Battle of Waldo County. Here comes the Mount View Lady Mustangs. What do you know about the Mount View team, Coach? And I don't think you're going to have a hard time getting the girls up for this one.
No, it's about Mount View. It's funny because some of the girls were talking about this game before we even played Oceanside, which was our first game.
Wow.
You know, and believe it or not, we were in the huddle for the Bucksport game. And I said to the girls, I said, hey, ladies, stop talking about Mount View. Look across the court. Bucksport is right there waiting to play us. We have to beat Bucksport to get to win number two before we can get to win number three. You know, so it's on their mind, and, you know, but the reason it's on their mind is because that's the only game they've won in the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. So, you know, yeah, they won on a buzzer beater, but, you know, so they tend to focus on that. And, you know, hopefully we could keep this success going. And, you know, I have no doubt the girls are going to put in some serious work this week and, be focused and ready to go on this one.
Have you got into the scouting report yet on Mount View, Coach, or is it still a little bit too early for that?
Yeah, no, I took a look at one of their games. You know, they play fast. They like to push the ball up the court. And, you know, they're in the same situation as us. They're trying to learn how to win because obviously up there the wins are far and few between, just like us. Those young ladies are working hard. They're pushing the ball. They lost to Searsport. But, you know, like I said, on any given day, you never know what's going to happen, right?
Absolutely. And you just hit the nail on the head and struck a chord with me. It's, you know, you got to learn how to win. There's many things that can prevent you from winning, and you just mentioned one of them. You know, the girls are talking about Mount View, yet their task at hand is Bucksport. I don't care what sport it is. If you're looking ahead, not looking at your opponent, I mean, you see it in the NFL all the time.
Absolutely.
It'll be a big rivalry game in 2 weeks from now. You know, it's whoever that rivalry is. And the game before that is a team that's won two games and they overlook them.
Right.
Looking ahead. Well, now you've lost that game that you should have won. You take negative momentum into that next week, and who knows if you win that game or not at that point. So, good point there. Always the task at hand. Focus on what's in front of you. We'll get to Mount View when we get there. Let's beat Bucksport first and take a two-game winning streak against the Lady Mustangs, and let's extend it to three. Does that sound good, Coach?
That sounds excellent.
No doubt.
My ears.
I wish the fans were there to see it, but I know a lot of people are able to watch it online. You know, it's been a little bit of touch and go the first couple of weeks. I know a couple of the games they've shown on our YouTube channel. That's come out well. They've installed some high-tech equipment that they're still working the kinks out as well on that. But if anybody out there is listening to our show right now, and I'm sure you are, there are outlets that you can view these games on. You can't come to the games right now because of COVID, but you can sit right in the comfort of your own living room and have some dinner and turn the games on. And, you know, we can get you those links. You know, just reach out to the school or go to the Belfast Area High School website. And you can find it right there. And Tuesday night at home is going to be JoJo Oliphant's Lady Lions taking on the Lady Mustangs, going for three in a row. If I wasn't coaching a game myself at the same hour, you know darn well I'd be tuned in, Coach. And, you know, I've been following you the whole way. As soon as I get on the bus, of course, we play on the same days and times. You know, as soon as I get on the bus, you're the first person I think about, and I often send you a quick text to see how everything went.
Absolutely.
I've just been really ecstatic to see that you've got these wins the last 2 weeks, because honestly, these wins were started to be earned last summer when I had you on the show, I don't know, a month or so ago. We were previewing the team. We talked about when you first took over, you had the ladies for a couple of weeks in the summertime. You introduced them to what your work ethic and what your expectation was. I'm coming off the football field. I see you got the ladies over there on the track. JoJo's got a personal trainer with them. As I'm walking up to my car and I look over, I see about three or four of these girls keeled over with their hands on their knees, and two of them threw up. So that work ethic was instilled then. And quite frankly, you know, it was a platform to where you are today. And that's getting those two wins the last couple of weeks.
That's right. And, you know, and most of it is give me everything you have for as long as you can. And then we'll, you know, then we'll sub you in and out. So that's all. I want total effort when you're out there, and that's why we play as many as we play. You know.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, I'm like I said, I'm really happy for you guys. Keep up the good work. Keep working hard. I know you will. And I'll be looking every single week to see how you guys are improving and keep this win streak going and keep everybody feeling good and keep making us proud. And like I said, if you need some help on the basketball court, I'd be honored to come out there and work with you and give you the helping hand as well.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. We'll bring you back on the show later down the road, Coach, once we get close to playoff time. We're still holding out hope that there will be playoffs. They've blocked off a couple of weeks. Looks like it could be a pod type playoff scenario. So I'd love to have you come back on the show once we get closer to that. We'll see where we're at in that point of the season and hopefully be previewing the playoffs.
Sure thing. I look forward to it.
And thank you so much for joining the show. This is WBFY 100.9 Local FM. If you're listening to us online, you're doing so on BelfastCommunityRadio.org. This is the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Here with JoJo Oliphant, the head basketball coach for the Lady Lions, your Lady Lions. And we are on a two-game win streak, and we're going to three come this Tuesday night versus the Mount View Lady Mustangs. Coach, thanks again for joining the show. We'll see you at school, and you have a great night.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks for having me. You have a great one as well.
Thank you.